Welcome aboard.
Listen up.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Listen up.
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Nick Allen. Glad you're here. Miss Nan is with her mom today, in case you missed the top of the show today. Mom got out of the hospital yesterday, has a feeding tube, and now she's getting the nourishment that she has been longingly desiring for over a month. And we got pretty scared on mom's health. So now she has the feeding tube, and folks are going to be coming by the house today. So Miss Nan is there for moral support and to help Dad out as well, because he's pulling his hair out. And please, by all means, keep us in your thoughts and prayers. 1-888-463-6748 is the number. 888-GO-FOR-IT. Jump on board. Love to hear from you. And have you heard about this? For all the time money and care companies invest in creating new products, when was the last time you got a new product based on, let's say, the advertising that you see on television, stuff that you checked out online or on your iPad or iPhone? You think they'd root out the obviously flawed and downright offensive ideas? Well, believe it or not, my friend, you were wrong. Adidas, for example, recently released a shoe with prison orange shackles. Have you seen this? Prison orange shackles attached to the ankles. What were they thinking? Well, they then pulled it from the market after protest over the obvious suggestions of slavery. Oof, slavery. Well, even a quick review of similar instances. How about Lolita? The Lolita bed for young girls or thong underwear for children emblazoned with provocative phrases such as eye candy. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? What the heck were they thinking? Do these companies that make and manufacture these products, do they really take into account how they're going to be perceived through the national and international marketplace? I don't think so. Now, you might suspect that some mishaps are intentional, thinking that, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to throw it up in the air. We're going to see where it lands. They could be orchestrated to, let's say, create publicity. Everybody wants to have their 15 minutes of fame or then some, so publicity is not bad. Yet the experts say the costs are too high. The costs are too high. Martha Guidry says, I don't think companies intentionally try to offend. She's a brand and product development expert. She worked with Procter & Gamble, proud sponsor of the 30th Summer Olympiad, of course, and now with the right concept marketing firm. Now, it's more likely that companies are trying to be edgy to stand out and inadvertently cross the ever-changing line of what's acceptable. Another potential problem is that what's fine for a target audience can offend the masses. I remember a while back, long time ago, when I was hanging in Chicago, my kind of town, I took part in a focus group, and I'm trying to remember back what it was about. I think it was concerning shoes, either shoes or cereal. It was something, but yeah, I got paid for it, which was nice. But I took part in a focus group, and I thought the product at that time was pretty cool. Not too bad. Didn't offend me, I'll tell you that much. It's very hard today to have, like, private conversations with segments of consumers. Everybody is looking. Everybody is looking. And sometimes the answer is much simpler. People being people, you being you, me being me, regularly do dumb things. You know, we do. You know, you'd be amazed and how little thought goes into product development and distribution. Yeah. It's unreasonable. It's insane what people do as far as products are concerned. As a matter of fact, here's some discerning products. I told you about the Adidas Shackles shoes. And I got a picture here, if you're viewing at home. I have a picture here. And it's a pair of Adidas shoes. The tongue is orange with the Adidas logo, but it does indeed, my friend, have shackles, orange shackles attached to it. Is it fashion? I don't think so. It does look like slavery. you know, they may have. It gets into another topic that we should probably discuss at another day on another show, but it's kind of referring to the thug life. You know, I'm a thug. No, you're not. You're a straight A student going to a prestigious high school listening to classical music. You ain't no thug. But I like the thug life, so I'm going to get a pair of thug shoes, you dummy. It's glorified many strains of hip-hop music. After all, the loose-fitting baggy pants, get a belt, look sported by some in the hip-hop culture, originated as a form of prison chic. Get a belt. Okay, here's one. Here's one. I love me some Ben and Jerry's. You love some Ben? I love some Jerry Garcia ice cream. I wish I could have some right now. Well, given the liberal leanings of Ben and Jerry's founders, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, you might think they'd be the last people to cook up a product that reinforces shallow culture stereotypes. But earlier this year, B&J rolled out a vanilla-flavored frozen yogurt named... Are you sitting down? Taste the Linsanity. To capitalize on the popular New York Knicks basketball player Jeremy Lin, who's Asian American. Sadly, the yogurt contained fortune cookie pieces mixed in with the honey swirls. Of course, Ben and Jerry has been owned by Unilever, UL, for more than a decade. So we don't know how much the original duo had to do with this recipe, but after the inevitable backlash, the company replaced the cookie pieces with waffle cone chunks. The company claimed the switch was because the fortune cookies got soggy. You think? But it also apologized to anyone who got offended by the Linsanity fortune cookie yogurt. Wasn't the first time Ben and Jerry crossed the proverbial line to spark controversy. If you're a big Ben and Jerry fan, you may recall last year, it released an ice cream flavor called... Oh, no. Okay, remember the old Saturday Night Live skit with two ladies who were doing a public radio broadcast, and Alec Baldwin was the guest, and he had his sweaty balls. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sweaty balls. Well, Ben and Jerry introduced a flavor last year called, quote, sweaty balls. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know where that sketch went. Well, groups such as 1 Million Moms protested and stores pulled sweaty balls off the shelves. The same group who protested about Ellen being the spokesperson for JCPenney. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Here we go. You heard of Monopoly? This is another product that's been introduced and been very offensive. Ghettoopoly. That's Ghettoopoly. 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 You can buy dozens of versions of the classic board game Monopoly, of course, based on different source materials. Cities, the Beatles, the Lord of the Rings, many more, etc. So how about a parody of Monopoly with blatant racial overtones called Ghettoopoly? Really? Oh, I do not want to take a survey. Thank you very much. Don't change those pop-ups when they show up on your computer screen. Replace the railroads with liquor stores. Populate the board with other off-color properties like a peep show, a pawn shop, and a massage parlor for good measure. Lace the game with racially charged references to pimps, crack houses, carjackings, and a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor. Now, who could possibly be offended by that, huh? The company called Urban Outfitters found out when it stocked this ill-conceived game after its 2003 release. Ghettoopoly was quickly condemned as racist by the NAACP, obviously, and black clergy, among others, prompting Urban Outfitters to pull it. Even the company, the toy company Hasbro, joined in, suing Ghettoopoly's inventor because of the similarities to, of course, Monopoly, which it owns, of course. It had nothing to do with the ghetto version. Well, Hasbro eventually prevailed, but the game is still available. If you want it, I don't see why you would, from private sellers if you're interested. One more, and then we'll get into see what's happening with your favorite stars in the world of entertainment coming up next. My son, Ethan Allen, I'm sorry. How many kids do I have? Ethan is in Las Vegas, and he works for this company, as a matter of fact, Abercrombie and Fitch. Well, Abercrombie has manufactured thongs for children. Sex kids, you think any large corporation would... you think any large corporation would know not to mix the two? Well, apparently no one got the memo at Abercrombie & Fitch, because back in 2002, it released a line of thong underwear for children, complete with provocative slogans like eye candy and wink wink. Nudge, nudge. Say no more. And I'm done saying anything about it. So I got an idea. Let's go ahead. Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and see what's happening in the world of entertainment with your favorite stars. It's Celebrity 411.
Celebrity. Gossip.
Keeping a finger on the entertainment trigger, it's Celebrity 411.
What a picture this will make. Get me a phone. Call Hollywood.
Stories, sound bites, articles of interest, the straight dope, the skinny, about your favorite stars.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
On the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
We're going to make this quick. Just time for one story before the break. And before our guest, who is standing by, Stacey Hall, we're going to be joining her after the break. It looks like Rihanna, Drake lead the 2012 VMAs with 5 each. And Lady Gaga, believe it or not, was snubbed. Well, it's the year of Rihanna and Drake at the MTV VMA Awards, the Video Music Awards, the two-time collaborations, and On and Off X's lead all nominations with 5 apiece, according to including Video of the Year. And for added drama, they'll both be competing against Chris Brown in separate categories. Well, Rihanna is good morning to Michael Burney. Thank you, sir. He's on board this morning. Rihanna goes head-to-head with Brown for best choreography, and Drake faces Brown for best male video. Rihanna's also featured as a featured guest in Drake's heavily nominated Take Care, as well as Coldplay's Princess of China, which has 2 nominations. Runner-up Katy Perry earned 4 nods, while The Thrones, Jay-Z and Kanye, Beyonce, Coldplay, MIA, and Frank Ocean all walked away with 3. Well, left off the list entirely, last year's pseudo-host Lady Gaga, even though both her Marry the Night and You and I videos were eligible. So, that's something to check out. The VMA is going to be coming up very soon, September 6th at the Staples Center's in L.A. Have a look at your Celebrity 411. We're going to take a quick one and come back with our guest. If you are stressed to the snapping point and you need to achieve your chi, you better have your questions ready for Stacey Hall. She is next on the Nick and Nan Radio Show, live on TalkZone.com. Back in just a second.